This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'd like to introduce you to Mary Evans, who has a fantastic exhibition at Zeitsmoker at the moment, and it's called Guilt. And there's lots to talk about. I mean, for instance, I really would like to know how you got involved and the research that you do into things, because I know that's the background to how your residency in Cape Town.
2-3 years ago now, it's difficult with the year 2020, isn't it, remembering things.
You mentioned the word remembering. Can we just focus on that, because this is all about remembering who you are and where we're at. Would you like to talk about that?
Yes, remembering. Well, I was born in Nigeria and left as a very small child, so I've lived my life in the African diaspora in the UK. So memory, remembrances are kind of important, I suppose, in general to somebody growing up in a diaspora. My whole family life is kind of built on my mum's food heritage and cultural heritage, but obviously from a distance. But I did go and live there for a couple of years when I was 14. So that 2 years has also sustained my memories and things that I do and like to do, things that I connect with Nigeria, with my mum's culture. And no matter where I am in the continent, it could be as far away from Nigeria as South Africa, there is still this connection, I suppose, this umbilical cord of memory that connects one. And that's something that I use a lot in my practice. I'm interested in history, and I'm interested in how the historical impacts on the contemporaneous. So I did go to Cape Town in summer last year, summer 2022, to do research for the solo this year. And for me, that involved going to lots of archives that were organized by me through the fantastic team at Zeitsmoker, having a look at historical documents, objects, all sorts of things. I don't even know where to start.
Well, I'm going to start with this. I'm saying that okay. I don't only see you as an artist. I see you as an alchemist. You take very ordinary materials and you turn them into vast vistas, and you focus on important issues which you are constantly reconnecting with. And what I'm going to suggest is you're turning the unseen into a new reality. Would that sum things up for you?
Yeah, that, and I really like the way that you say that, the unseen, because a large part of my methodology, my practice, my thinking, my research is about making the unseen visible. So the black body, which is not that it's invisible. I mean, historically, it's been fairly invisible, but it's more the way that it's been visible. I think I want to reframe that. The black body historically has been treated cheaply, which is why I use cheap material in my practice. I use brown paper, I use paper plates, I use doilies, insignificant seeming materials that we don't really think twice about. But when we think about brown paper, it is used to package, to ship, to send things around the world. And historically, the black body has been treated like that. It's been treated cheaply, it's been packaged and it's been shipped. So my methodology and my content are fused so tightly together, and they are really important. I can't have one without the other, but it's very symbiotic in order to kind of progress the ideals of my practice, which is, it is bittersweet. You know, I do use decorative tropes, such as the doilies. I use decoration in wallpaper. And when you look closely, the decoration, a little bit like the title Guilt of my exhibition, is a kind of hook to draw you in into my orb, into my sphere. And once I've got you, then I can make you look and make you see and make you think about what this beautiful stuff has made you come into, the web that you've been pulled into. Then you can kind of start picking it apart.
Well, I'm not going to allow you to pick it apart any more than that, except to say to people, they've got to come along to see how gingerbread cookies can make you feel guilt, spelled G-U-I-L-T, because you've also transformed the word guilt, G-I-L-T, to give it another nuance and very particular meaning. So do go along to the Mary Evans exhibition titled Guilt at Zeitsmoker, and to know the what, the why, and the where of the Cape Town art scene, pick up a copy of the Arts Crafts Museums map and go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Rimoho, We Are Together, drawn from the Sanlam and MTN art collections, is the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville. With more than 100 key works by 75 artists from South Africa and the African continent, reflecting on the transformation of South Africa over the last 50 years. Open Monday to Friday, 9 to 4:30, entrance is free. Call 021-947-3359 or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za and make your date.